Nancy M. Oliver, Chair of the Board of Accountancy. I am calling this meeting to order. Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2022. The time is 8:33 a.m. This meeting is being held via Zoom video. Please be sure to mute your microphone through Zoom or mute your phone if participating by phone. If you wish to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until it is resolved. We're now going to take roll. Again, this is Nancy M. Oliver, Board Chair. Roll.
Roll Media, Board Member.
Stu.
Lou Morris, Board Member.
Joe.
Joe Sullivan, Board Vice Chair.
Haley.
Haley Lyon, Board Member.
Jason?
Jason,
all the board members first.
Jason Robinson, Board Treasurer.
Great. Tanya?
Tanya Moffitt, BOAC Chair.
Jason Barbie?
Jason Barbie, I'm the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying Agency Director.
Amber?
Amber Daniels, Chief Human Resource Office and Business Partner for BOA.
Sherry McPherson.
Sherry McPherson, Oregon Society of CPAs.
Jeremy, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah Lever, Board Staff.
Tracy Allen.
Tracy Allen, Alder CPAs and Advisors here representing OSCPA as the Chair of that.
Carolyn.
Carolyn Wayne from the Oregon Department of Justice.
Okay, thank you. Amanda Phelps.
Amanda Phelps from the OAIA.
Julie.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Ashley Rios.
Ashley Rios, Board Staff.
Leah Von Dielen.
Leah Von Dielen, Board Staff.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth Honor, Portland State University faculty. Charles Strickler? Stricker?
Charles Strickler will take the box. I represent a party related to investigation 21-0.1.
Great, thank you. Paul Johnson?
Hi, Paul.
And Joel Parks?
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
And have I missed anyone? I apologize if I have. Have I missed anyone? Angie.
Angie, I'm Board Legal Counsel.
I apologize.
That's quite all right. I think we just got somebody new, maybe.
It does. It looks like we now have Zachary Herman. Zachary Herman, if you can take yourself off mute and introduce yourself, we're doing roll call.
Hi, actually, my name is Nikki Herman, and I'm just listening at this point. I'll be attending for later.
Great. Thank you very much. So moving on with our public meeting agenda, item two is agenda review and approval. So to start that off, I do want to move item 10E, which is appointment of an interim executive director, up to right after executive session, item number seven. So when we come out of executive session, I'd like us to move on item 10E. So we'll move that up to item 7 and item 8. Are there any other adjustments to the agenda today? Is there a motion to accept the agenda as modified?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as modified. I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion has passed. Item number three, review of public board summaries from the meeting summary of December 16th, 2021, or the meeting summary of January 28th, 2022. This is informational only, it does not require a vote. Are there any discussion matters? Hearing none, I'll move on to public comment. If you're here today to provide public comment, we will open that up now. Your comments will be limited to no more than 10 minutes. So I just want to look around the room and see if anybody has their hand up to provide comment. Or you can unmute yourself if you're not sure how to raise your hand. Sherry, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's be brief. It would be a request from OSCPA that in the upcoming rules review and updates, that we include a conversation about half credits. That half credits were removed from the rules in the 2020 update, and previously they were in place. There is confusion by members, licensees, about the half credit, because in the section it talks about a 50 minutes for one credit hour, that the segment on half credits was removed. There's confusion because of the nano section, which is in section 5 of 801.040.050, that would apply, but it does not, because that in fact is applied to self-study, not group study. So the outcome of that is we've gone back to the old process of adjusting off those half credits. And, from the standpoint of the OSCPA, we've taken the highest standard to keep licensees out of harm's way, because it's not clear that we have adjusted those back too. Plus, we've also removed a good amount of programming from our extensive catalog that does cover those half hour credits. So, and this would be in keeping with the national CPE standards that are a joint project of NASPA and AICPA. So anyway, that would be my request, and thank you very much for the opportunity to bring that up.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. And yes, that discussion will occur. I'm not sure how that got dropped off, but we will definitely include that in our discussion.
I think there's an intention is that it is showing, Chair Mancy, but I mean, like it's available, but because it's not clear, people are reticent to be able to claim. So thank you very much for that.
Great. It looks like Nikki Herman has her hand up. Nikki?
That was unintentional if I do.
Okay, just checking those off for the first. Would there be other public comment? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to item 5, the report of the OSCPA.
Hi, I'm Tracy Allen, and I'm happy to give that report. Excuse me. Okay, so I've been sick. We are happy to announce we are actually hoping to go back to live courses for continuing education starting April 1st. We'll continue to offer those as well as our webcast. Our goal is to reach members across the state in all areas of the state, as well as those beyond the state that may be licensure reporting. And so we'll be offering at least 200 in-person classes or seminars, CPA seminars. And then our self-study and webcast is about 9,000 programs to choose from. So every year we continue to expand that, and we're trying to reach all the different areas that under the board standards and requirements. So several ethics classes, we continue to support governmental auditing and A133 and other things that are required by the board, and make sure our members have access to those wherever they may be within the state. So we've got quite a program year coming up, and then we're also getting ready to start our new year, which begins April 1st. So April 1st, we'll have a new vice chair, John Hawkins, who will be joining as a board liaison to the Board of Accountancy, and Sherry will continue as well. Sherry, do you have anything to add? I would say that's kind of the big picture items on our end. It's mostly CPE-driven right now.
Agreed.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that. And I look forward to those in-person conferences. I know that the governmental conference is coming up in May, and I'm looking forward to being there with people in person.
That's fair, too. I mean, we're definitely keeping all the safety standards up, but we're excited to be able to finally get back in face-to-face. It'll be great.
Yes, it will. Thank you. Report of the OAIA, Amanda.
So the OAIA, we just wrapped up our season. It went really well. We were using kind of a hybrid model. We had a few different things this season. Some fully online classes, some that offered split options. We actually took our 1040 class and split it up instead of 2 8-hour sessions into 2 hour sessions, just trying to accommodate a whole bunch of different learning types and things. And all of those seemed to go very well and were well received. Upcoming, where we kind of take a break over tax season, and we have our chapter meeting coming up, which is kind of like a round table. We've got just after the March deadline where we can kind of come together and kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of like a happy support group, or we can talk about different things that are going on, bounce different ideas off of each other, those sorts of things. And so we always look forward to that as kind of a mid-season break to come prepare a little bit, connect with others in the community.
Great. Thank you, Amanda. So before we move into executive session, I just want to look to the board members and see if we have any questions on the OSCPA and OAIA. Okay, just sitting around hearing none. We are going to get ready to go into executive session, but I do want to make one announcement. And for my fellow board members, you may have noticed that Deanna Franco is not with us today. And it's with bittersweet announcement that we share that she has been appointed. Maybe Angie, you could better describe what she's been appointed to, but she's been appointed to a court judge.
It's a Latin word. It's like, I think it's pro tem or something, pro tem. I forget the word, but yeah, basically like an interim judge position. So she'll be filling in when, you know, necessary as a judge. And so so basically once you become a judge in any form, that you can't also be a board member for any board. It's a dual lucrative office violation of the Constitution. So she cannot be with us anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah. So we're very excited for her in her appointment. This is a great accomplishment for her in her career journey. But sad to say that we have lost Deanna, and later today we will be talking about membership on the board as well as some other committees. So with that, what I'm going to do is we are going to move into executive session under the authority of ORS 192.660.2.F.H for consideration of records exempt from disclosure and counsel advice. So I think, Ashley, you're the one with the controls to move folks into the waiting room.
This is Julie. I'll be doing one.
Julie?